I don't act like I'm not a member of that body. I function in my place and do my part. If I'm a thumb, I got to stay a thumb. Because I'm a member of this body, right? As a thumb. Now, let me show you this. Now, it's a little busy, but I think you'll get the gist of it. But I'll kind of read through it. So if you see the steps of the throat, what is membership? Membership that I fulfill the covenants of being a member. That means it's not I'm a covenant member. See, some people think contract member. Well, contract member is Gold's Gym, Planet Fitness. That means if you don't renew your contract or if you don't pay your bill, they drop your what? Membership. We're talking about not contract, but covenant membership. A contract protects its rights and relinquishes responsibilities. But a covenant assumes, relinquishes its rights and assumes its responsibilities. It's different. That's why some people have a contract marriage instead of a covenant marriage. And then commitments. Why are commitments so important? Because you only become what you're committed to. You commit to being a good church member. And we went through that last year, and you probably go through a little bit more this year, and particularly in our Grow class. What does it mean to be a good church member? We went through six things to be a good church member. Amen. That you'll protect the unity of the church, that you provide for the needs of the church, that you pray for the leaders and pray for the people of the church. Amen. You don't put all the pressure and pull all the weight on the leaders of the church. You partner, you pray, you protect, you participate, you provide. Be a good church member. Everybody say, be a good church member. You operate within your calling. You give your contributions of time, talent, treasure, and testimony. That's automatic. That's ongoing. That's continuous. The answer is yes, Pastor. Now what's the question? The best ability is availability. When you have the skill and the gifts and the anointing that go with it. That means you can do this because God has enabled me to do this. I've been trained, equipped. So it's not about guarding my time. It's about giving my time. Woo. This is good stuff. Maturity. Well, mainly is growing in love, growing in faith, because we said when you don't grow in faith, there's a problem. Growing in spirituality and growing in grace and growing in your identification. You become very, very confident and clear, crystal clear, in who you are in Christ and in who you are in the body of Christ. These are the fundamentals of maturity. Then there's ministry. That means the ministry is faithfulness, fruitfulness, focus, and finishing well. That means you don't start things or do things haphazardly. You finish well. You're always looking for good feedback from the Lord, the Holy Spirit, and say, how can I improve in this area? I'm an usher. I'm on the connection and care team. How can I improve, Lord? And then when you get comfortable, you can come to leaders over you and say, tell me, give me some feedback. How can I improve this? Amen. Then missions, outreach and evangelism. That means everybody's inviting people, compelling people, trying to reach people who are unsaved or unchurched. I don't go protracted periods of time and say, well, that's somebody else's job. No, it's everybody's job to operate in outreach and evangelism. Get the word out. Spread the news about what God is doing. Amen. We talked about the missional outreaches. Missional outreaches, reaching Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, uttermost parts of the earth. So that should be ongoing. And then there's missions local and missions foreign or world missions. And then there's magnify, which is the final step, which is your whole life and walk of love and faith, life of faith. Brings honor, glory, and praise to God. I mean, people see you and they say, that's a woman of God. That's a man of God. And they come to your house and say, can you pray for me? They see you in a grocery store and can you pray for me about this? Why? Because you got your life expresses the life of Jesus, exemplifies the life of Jesus. So those are the steps of growth that we all should be taking step by step. Everybody say step by step. All right, praise God, hallelujah. Get me stirred up, I can go another hour, but I'm going to shut it down. All right, let's last slide, we'll shut it down. 2 minutes here. Last slide. So within each context of ministry, there's a system. System is basically needs to be healthy and good. That means, like he told the Lord told one of the churches in Revelations, he said, you do good works, and your works are getting better as you continue to go forward. So that means there's a culture of constant improvement. There's a culture of constant improvement that needs to go around in the church. That means we're not just doing ministry the same way we did it 10 months ago. We're always looking to improve. So we got to create healthy systems by intent, by design. If not, we inherit unwanted or unhealthy systems by default. See, a system exists whether we believe it or not. A system, just look back there at the sound and media table, team table. You know, there's a system to start things up, to record this message, to put it online. There's a system. But if the system is unhealthy, what happens? We atrophy. We decline. We rot and ruin. Just like in your body, they say there's eight, but you know, that I'm not the expert, but they say there's eight major systems, like your cardiovascular system, your respiratory system, your central nervous system, all those, or the digestive system. There are systems. What happens when the system breaks down? You get the fever. You get the runny nose. You get the cough. There's something broken, something unhealthy. The same thing could happen in a church or in a business. There's systems that need to be constantly tweaked and tuned up. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So if we don't, we'll struggle and stack. Okay? Because we are to be a word people and the Holy Spirit people, our main system is the Holy Spirit telling us this is the best way to do the plan, the purpose, fulfill the purpose, to get the people, to operate the process, and to do the particulars, the specifics. You know, one of the acronyms, you can say, saves you stress, time, energy, money. How many of you like that acronym? That means everything's positive and productive. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, so you can read the rest of that, but that's kind of where that's at. Let's stand. Praise God. Hallelujah. We'll continue this next week, and I'm going to orient it toward, as the Lord directs, building a supernatural church. So how do we start, you know, doing that? So these things. Did y'all get something out of that tonight? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.